Is it me or is it something by a cause?
Sort of background, do you feel you have to change your style to become a little bit more mainstream?
I don't think so. I think as long as I make music that reflects who I am as an individual, try to take advantage of being able to get live instrumentation now, make my music sound bigger. I don't necessarily try to attempt to make a mainstream project or a mainstream song. Just being myself, over time, enough people will hear the music and enough people will be aware of the music that it would be considered mainstream anyway, technically.
Okay.
You know, Country Shit was a record that I was told was regional, but over time it grew so much that somebody would be like, oh, that's a mainstream song. That record was out 2 years before the masses heard it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think as long as I be myself, I'll be fine.
Okay, so I told a few people that I was interviewing them, mm-hmm. you two, and they all were like, when that nigga gonna drop his album?
Oh,
like,
man. Is that what they said?
when that nigga gonna drop his album?
Okay.
So,
oh, my album's dropping June the 5th.
Okay.
It's coming out June the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
I let everybody know that B.B. King is featured on my album.
Okay.
You know, Big Sean, my partner from Mississippi, is featured on the album.
Okay.
You know, Money on the Flow, featuring A-Ball, M.A.G. and 2 Chainz. Anthony Hamilton's on the project. R.B.'s on the project. Rilla, you know, U.G.K.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm excited, you know.
So, it's finished?
I still want to do a couple more records, but it's finished in the strength of me having enough done. I'm just the type of person that want to keep working,
mm-hmm.
up until the point where, but, you know, the mixing process is going to be simple.
Okay. Do you look up to others, I guess, Southern rappers, like Banner, T.I.? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Banner's like my big brother, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, just all the strength of being one of the people I could look at, and like from where I'm from, that was able to prove himself on a production level and on an artist level, rapping level, and then that understood publishing and just paperwork, and as far as being in control of his projects, you know. You know, also, we talking about, you know, T.I., Ludacris, Brian B., being able to talk to all these OGs that put me up on game and willing to, you know, to let me in on stuff that they went through to keep me from going through it. Like, all this shit is extremely important.
How would you describe your sound to someone maybe like me that is not as familiar as all the people outside?
Southern, gritty,
mm-hmm.
Honest. You know, honesty is extremely important. Definitely timeless is what I'm going for.
Okay.
Sample bass for the most part, but with a swing of its own, you know what I'm saying? 808s, definitely organic sound and traditional sound when we talk about Southern hip hop.
Okay. And I can say, to me, I feel like you've grown in terms of people knowing who you are, mm-hmm. like more mainstream,
yeah.
people. And so I would consider you a celebrity, although maybe that's not something you're comfortable with. But hold on, but let me just say, okay. What do you think? Okay, you say you're not a celebrity. What do you think has been your biggest adjustment? If we don't have to call you a celebrity, we can call you, people know who you are and
that
more.
I appreciate that. I like that, yeah. What's been my biggest adjustment?
Yeah.
Just being aware that sometimes, I mean, I like to let people know that I'm human. You know what I'm saying? And we go through a lot, especially after shows. You know, I don't mind interacting with the people. I want them to know that I'm there for them, and I appreciate the support.
Right.
But every so often, there's not enough time. And so my biggest adjustment is not being able to talk to everybody, not being able to take pictures with everybody, you know, having to be on the move and just praying that they understand that I got to go. And sometimes they don't understand that I got to go, and having to deal with their reaction to that. It's difficult because I'm one of the people, I always want to be able to, like, I let people know, like, I understand.
Right.
And sometimes they just don't, you know.
Right.
But it's just a part of life.
Okay.
I pray for them.
A little bit more serious note. I know you're from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to ask you about the Trayvon Martin, mm-hmm. situation. Does something like that surprise you, since you are from the South? And, you know, people up North were like, oh my gosh. So.
I think that kind of stuff it should never become one of those situations like, oh, that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it should always be a surprising situation. I mean, because you would like to think, okay, it's 2012. People will understand that a hoodie doesn't necessarily mean you're a criminal.
Right.
Your skin doesn't necessarily mean you're a criminal. You know what I'm saying? And it's just sad that that kind of situation is still happening right now. The fact that people don't understand that you gotta take, you really gotta not pay. I don't want to say the word pay. Because violence, you never want to kind of go violence against violence, but you have to own up to what you do, especially if you're wrong in a situation like that. That kind of situation was like, he wasn't doing nothing to nobody. And our neighborhood watch, I mean, I'm from a place where, yeah, crime goes on and everybody's from a place like that, but you just can't immediately think somebody's up to no good just because they're walking somewhere.
Right.
Like, it's not the case. You that hand, you know what I'm saying? It's been many times I've been walking down the street that, thank God, nobody thought I was doing something wrong because that could have been what happened to me.
Right.
You know? It's one of those times that's really stay prayed up. People got to keep an open mind. I mean, and apparently, and in, you know, words of one of my partners, like, Brady's been the type of person that always calling the police on people. Don't necessarily, it's not necessarily one of the kind of people you want to be trusting when it comes to judging people when it's walking down the street.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, just like, I read about some woman that got arrested for actually whipping her child. And it's finna do some time for that, but we don't even know if Buddy finna do some time for gunning somebody down in the street. You know? So it's one of those situations where I don't think, I would hope people would speak out about this, and I'm glad that people are. This kind of stuff happens all the time. And even in the South, yes, it happens, but it happens all over the world. It's not just in America, it's everywhere. Violence hasn't stopped, slavery hasn't stopped, there's a lot going on. So, you know, there's a lot of praying that's involved. A lot of people have to really start looking into themselves and start trying to change first. I think that's extremely important.